Okay, so get my gavel out, make it official. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is April 28th, 2022, just after 9 a.m. We have two items on the agenda today that are very similar. The first is number 2106138, and the second is number 2101733. In both cases, they involve a request for approval of conditional use permits to allow the construction of accessory dwelling units or ADUs on existing residential properties in the Port Orchard area of unincorporated Kitsap County. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like these. And today it will be my role in both instances to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether each proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific requirements for approval of a conditional use permit under section 17550030A of the municipal code, as well as the specific requirements for approval of accessory dwelling units under section 17410060B of the municipal code. So, there were two items. Which item are we gonna take first today?
Crumb.
Okay, so we'll go with Crumb. This is number 2106138, and I believe Mr. Poff is going to help us with that. And so on this particular matter, I received 21 exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by county staff, the application materials themselves, including various technical reports and information in support of the application, photos of the site, information on plans for the proposed ADU, information on the notice that went out in relation to the application and today's hearing, information on the environmental review that occurred under our state's Environmental Policy Act, including the determination of non-significance that was issued for this proposal by county staff. And I believe we're going to have a staff PowerPoint presentation as well. So ultimately, the number we ended up with was 21, I believe, and I'm going to admit those 21 exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony will be under oath or affirmation. That's because were either of my decisions to be appealed, the recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits and testimony, and my decision would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. I sometimes ask questions of those that are testifying. I'm not trying to trip anyone up. I'm just trying to ensure I have a thorough understanding of the proposal so that within 10 business days of the record closing, I'm able to produce a decision that is hopefully clear and legally defensible. Finally, the order that we typically follow is first, we'll hear from county staff, who will give an overview of the proposal and the review process that led us to today's hearing. Then we'll move to the applicant and see if there's any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of in advance of my making a decision on the proposal. Then we'll check and see if there are any members of the public interested in testifying. For both these matters, I don't believe we received any public comments, but we will certainly check if there are members of the public interested in testifying. And if so, they will have that opportunity. And then if appropriate following that, we'll turn it back to the applicant and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So with that, I think we can get Colin Poff sworn in, and I thank everyone for being here. So Mr. Poff, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And can you just clearly spell your name for the record and explain your role here at the county?
Scott Colin Poff, C-O-L-I-N-P-O-F-F. And I am a planner with the Department of Community Development.
Great, thank you. And did that number of 21 track with your notes in terms of what would be included in the record?
Yes, it did. We had 19, and then Amanda added a couple, which includes the presentation. So that'd be 21.
Excellent. Okay, go right ahead, sir.
Sure. Amanda's going to share a PowerPoint for us. Just a moment. Okay. So again, my name is Colin Poff, and I'm a planner with the Department of Community Development with the county. I was the lead reviewer on this accessory dwelling unit. So I have a brief presentation here. It'll just go over a few key elements of the proposal of the ADU and its relation to our conditional use permit criteria and the accessory dwelling unit approval criteria in Title 17. So it'll be a pretty brief presentation. This is permit number 21-06138, and it is a proposal to allow for new construction of a 884 square foot detached accessory dwelling unit or ADU. So this is on a 5.04 acre lot. The lot is already developed with a single family residence, and then they'll need an associated building permit following the CUP for this ADU. The property is at 1447 Southwest Pine Road in Port Orchard, so it's in the south of the county. It is located in a rural area, so we require a type 3 review with approval by a hearing examiner. And go ahead and go to the next slide here, Amanda. So I'll just introduce a little bit about this proposal. The applicant is Richard and Kathleen Crum. The agent listed was Naomi Pollen. This application was determined complete back in November 23rd, 2021. We did do noticing. Notice of application was issued in early January. We also issued a SEPA DNS in late January. Through those noticing procedures, we did not receive any public comment to address at this time. So the next slide shows where this is. Again, very southwest of the county. This is South Kitsap Commissioner District number 2. It's west of Bethel Burley Road in an area of the county called Linwood. The next slide shows the zoning. So the majority of the zoning in this area is going to be rural or RR, rural residential. To the south is also rural residential, but it has an MRO overlay or mineral resource overlay. And there actually is an operation there south of Pine Road, but surrounding is going to be residential and rural residential. The next slide is just the regional aerial showing just the larger picture here. And in the vicinity are various sizes of rural lots, including larger rural lots and then smaller non-conforming rural lots. The minimum conforming size in this zone is 5 acres. Again, this site is about 5 acres. And if you want to go to the next slide, Amanda shows a little better. The rural residential sites in the vicinity are developed primarily with single family residences. And as you can see here, it's heavily wooded. There's a large amount of kind of undeveloped land that is heavily wooded, but most of these parcels do have some sort of rural residential development on them. The next slide is just our critical areas map. Can you go back one, Amanda? Okay, you can go to the next one. Yeah, so just to show our critical areas map, there are no critical areas mapped on the site or in the vicinity. So as such, we did not require any special environmental reports to discuss either. The next slide is the site plan. So this site plan with the north being to the left here, and you can see the access in the south on the right off Southwest Pine. The site plan does show the proposed structure to the north of the existing home, and it shows other site features and existing development. The proposal meets the rural residential setback and dimensional requirements. Three parking spaces are provided for the single family residence, and there's an additional parking space available for the ADU as well. You can see here the ADU will tie into the existing water line and use the existing drain field on site as well as existing on-site well. There are no other ADUs, mobile homes, RVs, accessory living quarters or guest houses on the site, nor are there any proposed. And the owner will reside in the primary residence. which is about 40 feet away from the ADU, which meets the requirement that they need to be less than 150 feet apart. And based on review of the site plan, it meets those dimensional requirements of the RR zone, as well as various ADU criteria, which is in 17410060B. The next slide is just another picture of a site plan showing it north at the top this time. Just to give you another idea of what this site looks like with the existing home there in brown. Extension of the driveway to the northwest of the site, accessing this new construction ADU. Next slide is a photo. So this is, you can see the existing home there in the photo, the first one pointing to the northwest where the ADU will be, I believe, but the other one pointing back from the location of the ADU back toward the home. So it gives you an idea of the proposal here. So the next slide. We review, when we look at ADUs, we review the floor plans of both the ADU and the single family residence. We looked at the single family, this is the ADU here, but we looked at the single family residence and saw that there is no existing attached accessory living quarters on site. And then at this ADU, which is Exhibit 16, this shows a one bedroom, 884 square foot ADU. So the existing single family residence is 2,764 square feet. Take 50% of that, and that's 1,382. So the ADU would be limited to 900 square feet. That's the maximum. Either that or 50% of the size of the SFR is the maximum, so the lesser value would be 900. So they've built just under that, 884 square feet, meeting that criteria. And that's using exterior dimensions, so 34 by 26 for exterior dimensions to give us that number. Next, for ADU approval, we also look at general compatibility with the aesthetics of the existing home. So we look at the photos that they provided of the single family residence, as you see here, as well as proposed elevations of the ADU. So that would be in Exhibits 5 and Exhibit 16. And to go along with this review, we looked at a side-by-side comparison of colors and materials that they discussed in their permit questionnaire, which is also one of the exhibits. And both of these, the home and the ADU, have a similar style of construction. They have similarities, including pitched roof, composite shingles, horizontal siding, and similar window trim. And we review this again with the building permit. So we added a condition of approval for review of colors and materials at the time of building permit. But in the CUP, we found that generally meets that criteria for the aesthetics. And then on the next slide would be the elevations of the ADU. So you can see kind of what it looks like here. From all elevations, it has that kind of large carport not included in the overall square footage. And then you can see the various, some of the similarities here. And then if you go to the next slide, would be a full view of what the ADU would look like. So lastly, in conclusion, we've looked at various requirements of Title 17 and the rural residential zoning. We also looked at the ADU criteria in Title 17 by reviewing the floor plans, the elevations, and the site plan, and found that it meets all of those criteria for an ADU. And in our analysis found, compared to the conditional use permit criteria that listed there on the slide, that it meets those criteria as well. So it was found to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, compliant with applicable codes and regulations, and compatible with the surrounding area with no material detrimental characteristics of this proposal. So with that, we would recommend approval of this ADU with those with the 19 conditions that you can see in the staff report that in my presentation. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Pop. Just a few questions for you. Reviewing the materials, Exhibit 2 was building site application materials, and it had a fair amount of information related to the on-site septic provided from the review that occurred with Kitsap Public Health. Just so I understand, at one point, did the applicant replace the septic tank for the 5-bedroom house? My understanding of this project is that they're using a new septic tank for the ADU and they're increasing the size of the septic drain field. But on one of the pages of materials, there's reference to a new tank required and a waiver request being denied. And it seemed to relate to the main residence, not the ADU, but I just wanted to clarify kind of what's going on and make sure I didn't misunderstand anything.
Okay. I'll need to pull up the DSA, and it actually might be, while I do that, it could be a good question for, I know we have the agent here, the applicant. They may be able to quickly answer that as well to just
clarify. No, that's fine. Like I said, but my understanding at least is that correct to the best of your knowledge that there's a new tank for the ADU and then the drain field is being shared by the two residences and then an existing well will provide water for both. Is that track
with kind of my understanding that the existing drain field will be used. There may be a new tank. I'll have to double check exactly what it said about that and sharing the existing well as well.
Sure. Okay. And then the only other question I had after review for you was the sort of standard, has the comp plan or zoning code been amended in any way that would impact this proposal since it was deemed complete?
It has not, no. We don't have any new ADU regulations at this time or any changes to our comp plan going into effect.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay. So I do see I'm going to the participant list. Let's see. I know we have Rob Pollan and Rick Crum both. If we can maybe move them over. And I'll start with Mr. Pollan, if that's okay.
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
And can you just clearly spell your name for the audio recording?
The last name is P as in Peter, O-L-E-N. First name is Robin, R-O-B-I-N.
Thank you, Mr. Pond. So essentially, I was just trying to make sure I understood the sort of concept and idea. And I ran into this, you know, one page in the review materials that showed a denial of a waiver request. And I just wanted to, it seemed like that related to the 5-bedroom main residence and maybe unrelated to the ADU, but I was hoping to just get a little bit of clarity on how, you know, wastewater will be treated on site, if you could speak to that issue.
Yes, my understanding is, originally, I mean, we looked at different facets, but I believe Dave's design did the design out here, and they determined that it would be more efficient to have a new tank and then just extend the existing drain field because of elevations and what have you.
Okay, so a new tank for the ADU itself and then an expanded drain field for the combined ADU and 5-bedroom single family?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Great. Did you have any other information on the proposal that you wanted to share for my benefit or members of the public before we see if your client, Mr. Crum, had anything he wanted to share?
I don't think so. You know, basically, I guess most of the questions were, was it going to look like the existing house? And yes, it will look very, very similar, same colors, you know, same type of roof pitch. So other than that, I think Colin has, through this whole process, has done pretty, I thought a pretty thorough job of what he was doing.
Good. And did you have an opportunity to review the recommended conditions of approval that Mr. Poff included in his staff report?
I briefly went over some, but I haven't really gotten to depth. I just wanted to get through this meeting and then you know, then I would probably go more thoroughly through that.
Okay. Great. Thank you. So unless you had anything further, Mr. Pollan, I would see if your client, Rick Crum, had anything he wanted to add.
Nope, that's it. I thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here. So next we'll go to Rick Crum, who's the property owner. Mr. Crum, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for being here. I'm going to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
And can you just spell your name for the audio?
It is Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, and the last name was Crum, K-R-U-M.
Great. Thank you for being here, sir. And this is your opportunity to present any additional information you'd like myself or members of the public to be aware of before I make a decision on the proposal.
All right. Well, definitely we are excited. This is a one giant leap. So this is awesome. Just to clarify, we looked into getting it's a 5-bedroom home, but a 4-bedroom septic. So I toyed with the idea of, hey, can I expand? And that was denied, and that's fine. So the existing house septic has got its own tank for 4 bedrooms. And I agree with what Rob and Colin also have already provided, that the ADU will have its own tank and then would share the drain field with our existing home.
Okay. So my understanding, I think, is accurate that information that was included just slightly threw me, but it sounds like, so you were looking at maybe either altering the existing residence instead of an ADU and realized, you know, that would create issues with the tank. Is that the understanding?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
Okay. So instead of expanding the home, the ultimate solution was, hey, let's build an ADU. You know, we can put a teenager or a grandmother out there at some point or whatnot, and give it its own septic tank, and then increase the size of the septic drain field that would then serve both. Is that?
Yeah, that's correct.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you. That makes sense. Any other information you wanted to share, Mr. Crum?
No, my mom is excited to start looking forward to her own home.
Oh, see, I didn't even know. I guessed on the nose, so that's exciting.
She's been living with us for about a year, a little over a year, and is excited to get rid of us. No, but to have her own place.
Excellent. And did you by chance have an opportunity to review the staff report Mr. Poff prepared with the recommended conditions of approval?
Yes, I went over it and it all seemed straightforward to me, and all the conditions of the CUP, you know, don't violate, make sure you've got all the right permits, and we go through that process. So
excellent.
It was straightforward to me.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I don't have any further questions for you. So at this point, unless you had anything else you wanted to share, I thought we'd quickly check and see if there are any members of the public that have joined. And it does not appear that there are. Okay. Amanda, can you confirm everyone I see appears to be a guest of DCD or related to the second matter?
That's what I see as well.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to go back to Mr. Poff. Mr. Poff, do you have anything final you wanted to add? I know you've been furiously looking through the plans. I think I got the answer. So I that particular issue, I think, has been solved in my head, but go right ahead.
Yep. No, I think we all have the same understanding there. So no new information on the septic or the well. And sounds like there's no additional questions about the conditions. I think most of them are pretty standard relating to the ADU criteria with the conditions of approval.
Okay.
But no, I don't have anything else to add.
Great. Thank you. Well, so ultimately then, the number of exhibits that will end up being the record on this matter is 21 per what we've discussed. And I heard testimony from Mr. Poff, from his agent on this matter, Rob Pollan, and Mr. Crum. And everything I have reviewed and the exhibits, et cetera, lead me to believe I have no issue ultimately approving this request with the conditions that have been recommended by county staff. So it will be my intent to issue a decision here in the next couple of weeks approving the request with those conditions. So Mr. Crum, good luck to you and your mother with her new separate home on the property. So with that, we can conclude this first matter. Thank you, Mr. Pop. I believe Jeff Smith will be helping us with our second matter, which is the Heppenstall CUP ADU, number 2101733. So for those that were involved in the first matter, won't be offended if you sign off. So moving on to our second matter, again, I believe is 2101733, and this is also involving a request for conditional use permit of, excuse me, to allow installation, in this instance, of a manufactured 870 square foot ADU on a 2.73 acre developed residential property at 11300 Helena Trail Southwest, also in that sort of general Port Orchard area of unincorporated Kitsap County. So with that, Mr. Smith, why don't we get you sworn in? And you're muted. I think we're gonna have to unmute you first. There we go. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And can you just spell your name for the audio and explain your role here at the county?
Yeah, it's Jeff Smith, J-E-F-F, Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
And your role at the county, Mr. Smith?
Yeah, my name is Jeff Smith, like I just said. I'm a planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development. My role is to just give a brief presentation on my part of the staff report and the process for review for the conditional use permit.
Thank you. And I note in advance of the hearing, I reviewed on this particular matter 20 exhibits, and these included a staff report that you prepared, the application materials themselves, including, you know, project plans, et cetera, environmental review documents that occurred under our state's Environmental Policy Act, information on the notice of the application, as well as today's hearing, and other technical information. And that I believe there is a staff presentation. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
So the ultimate number was 20. Did that track with what you were hoping I would look at in advance of the hearing?
Yes, and we'd add probably the PowerPoint presentation would be 21, I believe.
Actually, I think Amanda is so on top of things, she includes it in advance. So I think 20,
okay.
Yeah, it includes the PowerPoint, the sign-in sheet, and the certification. So I think 20 is probably the right number. But
very good.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I will let you go ahead with your presentation, Mr. Smith. Go, please.
Yes, the proposal today is file 2101732. The applicant's applying for a conditional use permit for approval of a ADU that's 874 square feet, which is a manufactured home, and with a primary residential dwelling unit, which is also a manufactured home with 2,226 square feet. Property's located in southwest Kitsap County. It's located south of Helena Trail, southwest, and has access off of Southwest Helena Road. This is a parcel map from the assessor's office, and it shows that a lot of these parcels in the area are legal non-conforming. The property is 2.37 acres in size, and it's part of the Wicks Lake Ranches subdivision. It's quite old. And you can see that there's a number of parcels of similar size around this, and as far as the would have a similar configuration. This is the subject property. Includes an single family residence, a garage, an attached carport. This is kind of like a pre pre-development picture. It has aerial telemetry of 2020. And has access off of Helena Trail, Southwest. Okay. This is the critical areas mapping. It shows that there's generally towards the front of the property, there's no critical areas. It's pretty level. But as you proceed to the west, there is moderately erodible soils, and there's a fish stream. The ravine and stream is over 300 feet away from where the ADU is going. So it's going to comply with Title 19 for its critical areas. Okay, subject property has a comprehensive plan designation of rural residential, and that's one dwelling per 5 acres. And also the zoning is rural residential, one dwelling per 5 acres. Like I said, this is a legal non-conforming parcel. It's 2.37 acres in size, and we treat that as a legal lot for construction. This is the site plan. Shows the primary dwelling unit, a barn. Can you see my map? This is the garage. This is the barn, and this is where the ADU is going to be going. Right now, the ADU is being reviewed approved as a special care mobile home. The project was declared complete in May 5th, 2021. So the project applicant was, or proponent was waiting for a significant amount of time to get this project through the process. And so he had to pursue it that way. The proposal was reviewed for consistency with comprehensive plan goals and policies, applicable regulations, and specifically 17410042 provisions for special uses. Or excuse me, 17410060 provisions for special uses. As this demonstrates, the floor plan, it's consistent with the development regulations for an ADU. As far as the outside perimeter is equal to 874 square feet. And it shows that the ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary dwelling unit. And you can see a picture of the primary dwelling unit looking southwest from, and it's 2,226 square feet of habitable area. So the first thing we look at is for accessory dwelling units, is it going to be located inside an urban growth area or outside? If it's this proposal is outside an urban growth area, so it requires a conditional use permit per 17.550 of the zoning code. There's no other accessory dwelling units on the property, so that, Scott Hepp and I will be living in the primary unit. The proposed ADU will be consistent with the development regulations as far as 50% of the floor area of the primary unit. The maximum floor area is 900 square feet. And like I indicated, that the current proposal is 874 square feet. The ADU will be 146 feet away from the primary unit. And that's the reason why there's that standard for the separation requirement, is it shows that the ADU is accessory to the primary unit versus it being separated and way over on another section of the property. Okay. As indicated, the proposal will have similar appearances as far as the pitch roof, clapboard siding, the proposal meets the setback requirements for the rural residential zone. And the proposal doesn't include a mobile home. This is a manufactured home, and a mobile home is something that's constructed prior to 1976. So this is by state law. Anything as far as manufactured homes constructed after 1976 is considered a legal dwelling or consistent with the stick built home. And the proposal did receive proper public notice pursuant to Title 21. And there were no comments from the adjacent neighbors. The county did issue a CEPA determination of non-significance, and there weren't any comments related to that part. It's based on the CEPA appeal period. Based on the development standards and the comprehensive plan, staff recommends approval of the accessory dwelling unit.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Just a couple clarifying points. So there are clearly several structures on this property, the existing residence, a barn, a fairly large garage, a shed, I think, that might be demolished. Staff's determination was that none of the additional outbuildings are being used or would be used as dwelling units, correct?
That's
correct. Just the ADU?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And then one site plan I have drawn by the applicant himself, Exhibit 15, references an existing special care unit that becomes the ADU. And I just wanted to clarify, is this structure already on site and this is an after the fact permit?
Yes, because it was taking so long because of COVID and staffing and everything going on. So he had to meet a critical need for, I think, for a family member to be located on the property.
So okay.
Through a special care, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Got it. Okay. And maybe you said that and it just, I didn't fully pick up on what happened. So it's not necessarily an after the fact permit, but it is a permit to sort of make that special care unit permitted as an ADU. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, a special care is permitted through a temporary use permit.
Yeah.
And so that's, he received the proper permits for that.
Okay, so got a temporary, got temp permit for special care unit. Now, okay. And then I think the site plan lays it out well, but it's clear that the ADU is served by its own septic system in its entirety with a drain field and a reserve system, et cetera. And I didn't have any specific questions on that. So yeah, thank you for clarifying. That was the one thing I was kind of trying to make sure I understood. And then I assume same answer as Mr. Poff gave earlier, but no changes to the comp plan or zoning code, et cetera, that would impact this proposal.
No.
Okay. Well, I didn't have any further questions. The staff report and all the other materials were very thorough. So unless you have anything else, I was going to next move to hear from our applicant, Scott Heppenstall.
No, I don't have anything to add.
Great. Okay. So why don't we go to Mr. Heppenstall? Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I hope you can hear me. I'm in on my phone.
You sound crystal clear. So I'm going to swear you in. I'm imagining your hand is up. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes, I do.
And can you just spell your name for the audio?
Last name Heppenstall, H-E-P-P-E-N-S-T-A-L-L. First name Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Great. Thank you for being here. So I didn't have any very specific questions for you, other than it's always helpful to know if you had an opportunity as the applicant to review the staff report and the recommended conditions of approval. So maybe we could start there.
I have reviewed everything that that I've been given, yes.
Okay, and did you see any concerns with complying with those recommended conditions?
I did not.
Okay, and then this is your opportunity to present any additional information you feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of in advance of my making a decision on this permit request.
No, I'm just grateful for the time that you guys are giving it, and I believe that the description that that Mr. Smith gave is exactly what it is I'm asking for.
Okay. Well, thank you, and thank you for it sounds like there was some issues in terms of COVID and timing, et cetera, but I want to acknowledge that it sounds like you went through and got the temporary permits to move forward and then came through now to get the final permits. And I think everyone appreciates that, the efforts to make it work one way or the other, as opposed to some people just throw up their hands and do whatever they're So I just want to acknowledge that on the record. Yeah. I much prefer to come here and hold hearings on permits as opposed to code enforcement. So I just wanted to acknowledge that that was the right way to do things. So thank you for that, Mr. Heppenstall. I don't have any further questions for you. I'm going to check again and see if any members of the public have shown up. Sorry, my system is not the best. Okay, I do not see any new folks that have joined. So it does not appear any members of the public have joined. So unless you had anything further you wanted to add, Mr. Appenstall, I'll go back to Mr. Smith very quickly, and then I think we can wrap things up.
Yeah, nothing further, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. And so with that, Mr. Smith, I'm guessing no, but anything further you wanted to add on this proposal?
No, nothing, no.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Well, based on what I heard today and my review of the record, which again, this one included 20 exhibits in total, I see no issue with approving the request for this conditional use permit for the ADU with the recommended conditions that are in the staff report. So my intent is to issue a decision, and sorry, it's not the next couple of weeks. I messed up on the first one, but here in Kitsap County, we do leave the record open one additional week when we use remote meeting technology, just to ensure that if there were any issues with tech and people not being able to join the meeting, that they could provide comments in written comments in lieu of public testimony. So my intent is to approve both proposals that I heard today, and the decisions will be issued sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And the record technically will close on both matters 1 week from today. So I think with that, we can conclude today's matter. There are a whole bunch of people that are listed as guests in the hearing room. I don't know if I'd be happy to answer questions on the process. I don't know what their role is as guests. I just noticed it, and I don't, just pointing out, I'd be happy to, if that's something people were interested in, it'd be unrelated and off the record. You can certainly stop the recording, but just wanted to throw that out there if that's something anyone was interested in. Any idea, Amanda?
I know we've got several new staff members. So I think they're just observing and seeing what the end result is with them.
Sure. Well,
from beginning to
yeah. Opinion, well, so. If you want to stop the recording again, I'd be happy to answer process questions. If there's anyone in the attendee room, if they want to come over and.